the Gemara Shabbat on Daf Ayin Gimel Ayin Dalid, there is a discussion over there of the subject called Mitasek on Shabbat. The Gemara that gives an example of a fellow that had intention to cut something that was detached from the ground, and unintentionally he cut something that was attached to the ground. The Gemara says that according to the opinion of Rabbah, that would be patur. He would be an exempt in that case from bringing a korban hatat, since he was preoccupied in doing something that was permissible, and then he got lost in his thought that he did something that was forbidden. The Rambam rules like the opinion of Rava, that says in that case indeed one would be exempt from a korban hatat. Does this have any applications in a practical halakha in our time? Of course, we don't bring Korban Hatat today. But the question was asked in Halakha, a person on Shabbat is walking in the public domain. Of course, we walk with shoes on. And inevitably what happens is, as he's walking, some pebbles might fall in his shoe or some sand. And now, inevitably he's carrying those little pebbles and that sand that's in his shoe. So the question is, does he have to stop every few moments to clean out his shoes in order that he's not carrying these items? It's obvious that you're not allowed to carry pebbles on Shabbat, nor are you allowed to carry sand on Shabbat. For example, if there was a pebble in your pocket, of course you'd have to take it out. So the question is this permissible or not? Hacham Avadya in Yehaveh Da'at, in a Teshuvah where he discusses if you have to designate special shoes for Shabbat. He comes out in that teshuvah, you don't have to designate shoes for Shabbat. It's not one of the major articles. He says you just have to shine your shoes before Shabbat. If you want to be mahmir, to have a special pair of Shabbat shoes, tavu ala beracha. In that teshuvah, on the bottom, he discusses a very interesting ari, ariza, that is quoted by his student of Chaim Vital, that said that he heard a story from his master and teacher that there was a fellow that went up to Shamayim, and they were bringing him to a higher level in the Shamayim. It seems from year to year they elevated the person's soul, and the higher he got, the more he was judged meticulously for the different things he did in this world before they let him get to the next level. And that he said one of the things they judged this guy on is because he didn't take his shoes off, and when he was walking in the public domain there was pebbles in there and there was rocks, and then he got judged because of that. So it sounds like from that it's a problem. There's a rabbi called the Yafel Alev. He says that from here we have the custom, the Jewish custom, not to wear shoes on Shabbat in the public domain. Hacham Avadya on this says, first of all, it's hard to imagine that there's such a custom not to wear shoes on Shabbat. It's not the Shabbat, it's Shabbat. Second of all, he says it would be permissible to walk in the public domain. Number one, a person is mitasek. He's walking. He's not doing something isur. He's mitasek, and now what happens, some of these pebbles goes into his shoes over here. He doesn't have kavanah for these pebbles to go into these in his shoe. And it's not the normal way to carry pebbles, which means it's considered kalahariyad. You're carrying it in the non-normal way. And in all odds, it probably doesn't have the proper shi'ur of carrying, which is even carrying is a certain minimum measurement. So therefore, with all those hetirim, number one, you're carrying in a shinui way, in a different way. It's not the normal way to carry. Number two, it's not the proper measurement. Number three, you don't have kavana, and you're mitasek, you're preoccupied with doing something permissible, meaning you're walking. For all those reasons, the Hakam says it is permissible to walk in the public domain with your shoes, even if some pebbles fall in there. You don't have to stop, you can continue walking.